85, and she was 85 when she sang that. Some legends about Elizabeth Cotton. She wrote that song when she was 11. When I say they're legends, I don't mean that they aren't true. I just don't know that they're true. But the more interesting one is that she was working in a department store in Washington, D.C., and she helped a fellow find his lost child. That fellow was Pete Seeger.
Take Classic. Come aboard, bon appetit, everybody. Today, it's Chicken Taco Day. Yeah, kind of strange changing it all up. I was going to start this whole pyramid of civilization and start with workers and all them to start that. And I'm like, you know what? Let's be topical. Let's be fun. Let's have some chicken, everyone. We play Chicken Payback by the Bees and Two Tacos by Felix and his guitar. So that's today. Today is Chicken Taco Day. And if you don't know why, well, then I'm not going to tell you. This is the cool thing. Because being topical makes no sense later. So just be topical for now. For example, there's a new slot for my encore show. I couldn't be happy. Well, I could be happier about it, but I'm very happy about it. Mondays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., is Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine, where I go back exactly 1 year and I play a radio show from a year ago. Not like, you know, I play this show again and I go back a year. And it's funny that they hear a whole show from a year ago rather than hear a repeat. But it's a repeat from a year. And I'm listening to this, oh my God, I remember that. That's funny. But there's some things on there that I guess was just topical at the time, which is kind of funny a year ago. And so that's a funny thing now. And today is, of course, it is May the 30th, 2025. So if I ever play this show in May 2026, you'll say, hey, what's this chicken taco business all about? There's chickens and this taco. Well, you know, you'll know. You know, if you know, you know. And so we heard that. So today is all songs about chickens and tacos. Sounds delicious, doesn't it? Delicious and fun. Yes. How are you rats doing? You're doing fine, aren't you? Yeah. You get your like your little protein thing with a taco, and you get your little snack with your chicken. All good stuff. Chicken in the hurry. MFC chicken. Zombo in your brain. Yeah.
Just buy me a quick. I want some chicken, I mean drumsticks. I told you once, I hope you heard. Don't want no chicken with the legs like a bird. I want the baby leg chicken. Baby leg chicken. Baby leg chicken to make it nice and bad. Well, I don't want the wing and I don't want the breast. Give me the drumsticks and keep the rest. I don't want cake and I don't want pie. I don't want steak. Here's the reason why. I want the baby leg chicken. We'll be right back.
first met you, baby, you fed me all chicken and wine. It was steak and potatoes and lobster, and babe, I sure felt fine. But now all you give me is seaweed and alfalfa sprouts and sunflower seeds, and I got my doubts. Babe, you left me here with the chicken cordon blues. My stomach's so empty and all I got is food for thought. And I've been sitting here thinking about the 20 pounds of groceries we bought. We bought 10 pounds of brown rice and 5 more of beans and 5 pounds of granola, and you know what that means. I'm just a regular fella with the chicken cordon blues. Now I want you to play me them fat licks. Take no more. You know, this stuff is so weird that the cockroaches move next door. Babe, can you see that old dog? He's out in the street. He's got a big smile on his face because they let him eat meat. And babe, I got the lemon and the chicken cordon bleu. Babe, I'm going down to the bakery, and I'm going to find me a jelly roll and some cannoli, some French pastry, a chocolate eclair don't sound too bad. How about some lasagna? You know, fat is where it's at.
Now. Farmer Brown was taking the air. Locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house, something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. To do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
love that tune, Taco Harry. I don't know who does it. I have a little backstory on some of this music I play. If you say, wow, these are really like obscure songs, Spinatron can't find them, Google can't find them, Shazam can't find them, nobody can. That is interesting because I have just a whole vault of really super ridiculous rare stuff that I stumbled across. And this is an interesting story how I even got some of this music. Let me tell you everything I played first before I forget. Of course, before that, the fantastic human being, Louis Jordan. Ain't nobody here but us chickens. And we heard Party at Taco Town by the Sierras, Do the Funky Chicken by the New Birth. And I want to be playing Do the Funky Chicken by Rufus Thomas in just a bit. Might as well keep up with the requests. We heard by request for Paul. In the CBDBABCD store, Steve Goodman with the Chicken Cordon Blues. We heard Dick Dale doing Taco Wagon, MFC Chicken in a Hurry. Yeah, so that's today. Today is chicken and tacos, or Choco Chickens. If you should know what I'm talking about. If I don't, you can Google T period A series A period C period O period. Taco, the individual leathers, and see what you come up with. Yeah, so that is fun for today. So I will not be on next week. I will not. I was going to start this whole thing, the pyramid of civilization, with all today was supposed to be songs about farmers and slaves, the bottom of the pyramid, you know, workers. And I'm thinking, you know what? Feels like a chicken taco day. I will not be on next week. I'll be hosting the Night of the Living Dead weekend at the Monroeville Mall, and I'll be interviewing them zombies. Yeah, interviewing the same zombies and I have a special guest. There he is, Tom Savini. I'll be interviewing Tom for like 400th time. All right, 402nd, Tom. Okay, now get. There you go. Always had to have Mr. Savini in for a quick cameo. That's him out in the hallway. All right, so back to how I get some of this music. It's just fascinating. Some people say, how do you find this crazy music? The crazy music finds me. Working in the record store in the 1990s, and this dude comes in. I probably told this story before, but it's just a fascinating story. My first radio show was like around 1992, 1993. I was on the 4 o'clock in the morning on this oldie station in Canton, Ohio. WZAK, late 80s, early 90s. And so the show was on Sunday morning, like a 4 to 5 a.m., because that's all the place that was sponsoring me, the record store I was working at. That was the only thing they could afford. It was like $22 a week or $33 a week. So, and I had to do the shows on Reel to Reel, which is funny. That time I had a Reel to Reel player. And this dude comes into the store, and he recognizes my voice. Before I'm doing the phony baloney voice I do now, I had another different voice that was even phonier and balonier. Yeah. And he goes, hey, you're that guy on the radio. I'm like, yeah, okay. That's weird. You listen to 4 in the morning on Sunday? He goes, I got something for you. Come over to my trailer. And, you know, I just like, you know, candy in the van, music in a trailer. I'll go over to this cat's trailer house. And he starts pulling out all these reel-to-reel tapes. It's crazy. Boxes of reel-to-reel tapes. And he goes, I am a record hunter. I go, record hunter? He goes, yeah, there's a guy out in Phoenix, Arizona, named Tony. And he ran a radio station for the blind. And he cannot go buy records anymore. I guess I lost his sight of it somehow along the line. I don't know if he was born that way or not. But he goes, he runs the station. And he hires people around the country to find records for him, to buy him records. And then I send him the records. He pays me for the records. And then he sends me a reel-to-reel recording. He sends me recordings of all the records. And he says, and they just happen to keep these. And I am talking like each one of these reel-to-reels was individually recorded. So there's 4 tracks on the reel, stereo left, stereo right, then back, stereo left, stereo. Each one of those was a track. So it was all mono. So each one of those reel-to-reels was probably about 6 to 7 hours of music. And he'd back announce some of the stuff, but some of the tapes, the ends got chopped off, so I don't know who did them. So I had to listen. It took me 6 or 7. It took me about 10 years. Because then once the reel-to-reels were out, he was giving me all these cassettes. Boxes and boxes of reel-to-reels. Boxes and boxes of cassettes. Most of it kind of like a kind of corny stuff. But every now and then, there's these crazy songs on here that nobody's ever heard. And so it's kind of fascinating because he would get all these record hunters to find all he... His goal was to have everything recorded. Every record from like 1950, the oldest stuff was probably 1955, 1956, all the way to like probably 1965. So from like, I would say 1955 to 1965, this guy wanted everything that was ever recorded. So that's where a lot of the weird stuff comes from. And let's see what we got here. So that's kind of the story on how this music finds me. When we were traveling around the country, I was hanging out in El Paso, Texas. And before I leave, one of my buddies there go, these are my dad's old 45s, his old Mexican rock and roll 45s. I'm going to make you all the copies of it. Here, have some of this. And he gives me that. I go up that we live in Tacoma. Guy goes, oh, I got this record store, blah, blah, blah. I got all these crazy records. Let me make you copies of all the boom. So that is fascinating. Everywhere Portland, there was more. It was just ridiculous. It was, I'm really like a Marco Pollock of when it comes to music. You know, people just give me these things. It's awesome, man. All right, do the funky chicken. I digress. So today is all songs about tacos and chickens and chicken tacos. It does sound fun. It does sound delicious. It's a blast. It makes you feel real good, doesn't it? I think so. Very satisfying. And next week, I will not be on once again, but the following week, we will start climbing. Oh, I don't feel like climbing today. Climbing the Pyramid of Civilization, and there's going to be a 7-part series starting with like the bottom of the pyramid, which are all the people that do all the hard work. Then the next layer up are like, you know, the craftsmen. Then from the craftsmen, it goes into the merchants and the doctors, and then it goes all the way up to kings. And speaking of that, there's going to be a little no king thing happening. Check your local listings. There's going to be a no king thing happening all around town. But for now, let's do the funky chicken. Another request. And it is Rufus Thomas's version. In your brain, RCT.
with the maiden bird.
Rata de dos patas.
I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crisp. Come on over and try my crisp. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy. I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy... real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Start again.
He said cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's how I cut it. It's better.
Take two.
Colonel, if you read it. Okay, we're
recording. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. But every bit is. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn
crispy
crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
You were extra crispy. I thought I said that.
Was it?
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Yet every bit is finger-licking good, you see. No, every bit of it is finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right. Cut. You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger. Am I that? No.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
And he flashed a quart and hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone, and let's all get Dixie Fried." Now Ben got happy and he started raving. He jerked out his razor, but he wasn't shaving. And all the cats knew to jump and hop, but he was gone and raved in a butcher shop. He hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with ya. Rave on, cats and cry. It's almost dawn and the cops are gone, and let's all get Dixie Fried." The cops heard Dan when he started to shout. They all this is what he had to say. He hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie Fried. Get right." He let us all know he wasn't scared of the law. And through the black crossbars he tossed a note to his dear. Said, "It ain't my fault, hon, that I'm in here." But hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops ain't gone, and I've been Dixie Fried."
Chicken rhythm. J-Lo. Chicken rhythm. J-Lo. Chicken rhythm. J-Lo. Chicken rhythm. J-Lo. Chicken rhythm. When that rooster start to crow, grab your partner on your way. Then you move out on the low, cause it won't be long for the break of day. J-Lo. Chicken rhythm. J-Lo. Chicken rhythm. Blowing on the door.